We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
No lying here. Wait a minute. Is that Paul McCartney who says we lie here?
We never lie here.
Oh, he might lie and rest. Lie in state. But that's
I just lie and took a little nap.
Really? Good for you, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, in this machine, the Doug Steffen way for you to figure out what's going on in the world, is about to pounce into your brain with all kinds of things that are on everybody's mind. The situation with the French satellite now picking up what they say are 122 different objects that may, possibly, could belong to the Boeing 777 that may or may not have gone down in the Indian Ocean, may or may not be on land, may or may not have been transported into a wormhole by extraterrestrials. It may or may not have had who knows? We're into the who knows stage, but
right.
The people.
Is it because it's so far out that boats can't get to? I mean, if they see
the weather's bad again.
And the weather's bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. And it's a big area. Remember, it's about the size of the state of Alaska.
I do. That's big.
Right? And there are some 24 planes combing the area. We didn't come up with a reasonable reason for that term being used yesterday when we were examining the use of the term combing, looking carefully at. So you can tell by the sarcasm dripping from my voice that this thing has just become silly. It really has. It maybe isn't silly for the members of the families that were lost in this thing. That's not silly for them. But when you get right down to it, the Malaysians are silly. And the things that come out of their mouths are silly. And a lot of the things that are coming out of a lot of people on these various news channels, on television, some of the speculation. I heard earlier, Jennifer, a radio talk host interviewing another radio talk host about the Malaysian airliner. I'm sure that the host being interviewed is an expert, international expert, on the Malaysian air system and the plane itself and the flight.
I'm sure of it.
As I'm sitting here, I know he's an expert. Anyway, so the latest situation here, Malaysian officials saying a French satellite picked up 122 objects in the Indian Ocean, and it may... All right, I'm tired of this. May...
Yeah, that's because that word has to be accompanying this whole story, because nobody still knows. Even though the guy says the plane crashed, really, well, show us some results here. So show us some evidence.
All right. So what I'm really interested in...
Tell
one
us.
Of the side stories of this has to do with the airplane transponders that have an off switch.
Right.
I think we've all talked about this all week long, since somebody made an issue out of it, and I think this is a credible discussion about a credible issue. Why does Boeing build a plane that is, by design, meant to keep people on the ground informed as to where the plane is all the time for obvious reasons? So the thing that fascinates me is, why can somebody in the cockpit shut off the transponder? Transponder. Say it again, Doug. Transponder.
Now, Rich brought up something the other day, and
Rich
he said...
Rich McFadden, another member of our...
Right, our yes. team here, yeah. Very smart guy.
Well, that said remains that to be seen, but right. Go ahead.
He's not here, he's all right.
Right, he can't defend himself, right. Go ahead.
But he said that it's because, you know, maybe if in the future there's these big terrorist plots and there's a big terrorist plane flying behind you, you want to shut it off and disappear. I don't know if I buy that. That
no.
seems pretty outlandish. That seems very 24-esque.
All right, so authorities believe that the transponder was intentionally shut off,
right,
which has delayed search and rescue efforts and helping certainly to conceal the plane's location. This is a mystery that has been unsolved. It's rare for a pilot to turn off a transponder, but occasionally there has been cause, according to Boeing. Sometimes the transponder malfunctions, giving out incorrect information. The device could have an electrical short, catch fire. Pilots would want to shut it down rather than risk a fire spreading to the rest of the plane. Pilots used to routinely turn off transponders on the ground at airports so as not to overwhelm air traffic controllers with so many signals as the plane sits on the ground. Not much point to that. There is increasingly less of that, apparently. Pilots now use moving map displays that take the transponder, transponder data, and to show them the location of other planes on the ground, helping guide them as they take off, so that obviously there's no mishap. As long as there are pilots, they'll be able to switch off systems, says the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Transportation Security. Airplanes actually have two transponders. There are two knobs in the cockpit, one on the right, the other on the left. The two controls are for two different transponders. Normally, the secondary transponder is in standby mode. To turn off a transponder, a pilot turns a knob with multiple positions and selects the off setting. Wow, this is pretty instructive, huh?
I know, boy.
I know. Who would have believed that a knob would have an on and an off switch on it? All right, so...
All my knobs do, Doug.
I'm sure they do, right. All right, so anyway, I was withholding that. I had that in my mind, but you'll notice I didn't go there, folks. Jennifer had to be the one to go there. All right, so anyway, that's as much as we need to know. Up next, a little conversation about a little problem that folks are having in the Ukraine and is there something late on that? I suppose there is at least a couple of drips and drops of info. Speaking of drips and drops, if you have nasal congestion, my suggestion is that you could probably find that powerful relief you need now by using Afrin. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin is powerful congestion relief without the wait. Please use your noggin when you use it.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, there's got to be something. You got that queasy, you got that uneasy feeling. Take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn to gut bloat and then to gut good. So there's a progression here. You got it? Gutsy Chewy, learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Coming to very easy to use. I had some yesterday, as a matter of fact, because I have this continuing upset. And finally getting to the bottom of it. And
I might need some, too. Let's. How do we get them?
You learn more at GutsyProducts.com. All right, check that out. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, lawmakers in America are rushing to get a bill to the president's desk. The only problem is the president's not here, but it's okay. We'll still get it to the president's desk, providing $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine and sanction those who had any hand in Russia's takeover of the Crimea. Wow, tough stuff. The House and Senate poised to pass pending legislation. The Republicans and Democrats say they want to get a bill to the president by the end of the week. But as I said, the president's not here and won't be at his desk by the end of the week. I suspect that that's probably going to be cleared up by a fax machine, right? Don't they have a modern system of sending faxes to Air Force One or maybe even to the U.S. Embassy?
I would imagine
Brussels,
a high-tech fax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Senate bill authorizes $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine and adds $100 million in direct aid, would codify sanctions that the U.S. has already levied against some of those bad Russians like Mr. Putin and his close friends and associates, members of his inner circle, government officials, some of the richest men in the country, a major bank over there. The sanctions freeze assets. Those being sanctioned currently hold within U.S. jurisdiction, prohibit Americans from doing business with those who are targeted. So no selling the lottery tickets to Vladimir Putin anymore. Senate bill includes a proposal from one of Obama's fiercest critics, Senator John McCain, enabling the president to impose economic penalties on Russian government officials for corruption. Wow, there's none of that here.
No.
So let's go route it out of Russia, too. Nonsense. All right, so the House bill, you want to know what that
John
is?
John McCain has a corruption vacuum, and he just goes around and goes... Sucks it all up.
Sucks it in. The House bill authorizes, sanctions as well, loan guarantees, millions of dollars in direct aid, includes money for the Voice of America. Right. Get our radio in there and broadcast networks. I want to broadcast. I have more credibility than most. How many other broadcasters do you know who have been to the Ukraine?
I know a couple of broadcasters who've been to Ukraine.
Oh, really? Who?
You.
You and me. You.
I have not been to the Ukraine, no.
Vladimir Putin is on the move, McCain said in a floor speech. Call Russia a gas station masquerading as a country. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Tough talk from a tender turkey. Yeah, I actually think that's a pretty good line. A gas station.
It's great. I love
masquerading
it.
Masquerading as a country. All right.
Yeah,
21 cool. After on Doug's program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Performances from American Idol last night. Jenna Irene, who is from Farmington Hills, Michigan, 17 years of age, performing Bring Me to Life, something done originally by Evanescence. What can you tell us about that song, either Kenny or Jen Jen?
This was a big hit. I don't think Evanescence had any very big hits after this, but this was one of their biggies.
Really? What do you think, Kenny?
5 years ago.
Really?
Not bad. Not my thing. It sounds more like she's yelling at me.
Shouty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they all...
The great thing about Evanescence, the song was impactful, but it didn't sound like she was shouting when she sang it.
Yeah.
This lady's shouting.
Yeah. Anyway, and she's not a lady. She's a kid, 17 years old. Judges loved it. J-Lo called it phenomenal, but wants her to go crazier when she's performing. How much more crazy can she be? How much more noise can you get out of this kid? There's a certain amount of... I actually watched this for a little while last night. I listened to Keith Urban talk about what they needed. And the kind of... It's almost like they're trying to push them to be something that they aren't.
Right. I think the judges this year have actually taken an interest, though. I mean, I think they are legitimately trying to help.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. The talent just doesn't seem as good.
No. Okay, so let's, speaking of talent, find some talent in the form of the late night hosts who are here now, starting with Conan O'Brien, to give us a rework of some of last night's funnier moments in the monologues.
In London, a new modeling agency has opened that values a model's personality over thinness and looks. It closed 20 minutes later. A company has come out with a beer for Star Trek fans called Klingon Warnog. Not surprisingly, it's the only beer designed to be drunk alone.
This weekend, opening up Noah, the story of Noah.
Ooh.
Noah. It's an enormous, boat, or they call it ark, but it's huge, and it's full of nothing but animals, and the stench. It's like a carnival cruise. You know who's in China right now? First Lady Michelle Obama. Today, she was very busy doing some official state business. She placed a wreath on the grave of General So, who is the creator of spicy chicken.
Ah. Intelligence officials are now saying that they had a hard time predicting Russia's invasion because Vladimir Putin doesn't own a cell phone or use the internet. But you can tell Putin doesn't spend much time online because when he says LOL, he means look out Latvia. And Ukraine just said it's finished withdrawing the last of its troops from Crimea, so the split is now final. Well, they're not calling it a split, they're calling it a conscious uncoupling. But still, Monopoly is letting fans come up with some new rules for the game. Or as that's also known, what everyone was already doing. The game will still end the same way, though, when everyone says, this sucks, let's do something else.
Well, the Obama administration has given Americans another month to sign up for Obamacare as long as they check a box on the website saying they tried to sign up before the original launch. As it's expected to be answered as truthfully as boxes on websites that say, yes, I am 18.
Huh. Really? Just in time. Thanks, Seth. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Coming right up, does the Crimean crisis really signal the start of a new Cold War?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Does the Crimean crisis really signal a new Cold War?
The next couple of weeks are going to tell us a lot about what's happening in Ukraine and whether the more truly democratic forces in there are ascendant or whether the Ukraine itself is deeply split. I think you're right. I think if he makes further incursions in the Ukraine, I don't anticipate a military reaction, but a significant ratcheting up of sanctions and a world condemnation.
I think that's right. I agree with Gary's analysis. I really do think that the next couple of weeks are going to be dispositive here as to what happens. And I also believe that the media is in the business of trying to sell newspapers and trying to sell advertising space. And
Not us.
So we're looking at this from both sides. They want to grab headlines, and I think the notion that we're returning to the Cold War is a false narrative and something that's not true.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Conversational items that are of interest and importance, so you'll sound like the smartest kid on your block. Jennifer Horn, the smartest kid on her block. But when you see her block, you understand it's not much of a challenge.
It's not much of, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. It's that one-eyed guy that lives next door to you that's
hey,
the problem. Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Ken Kessler is here. Hasn't got anybody in his neighborhood. He's like me. He lives in the middle of nowhere. So he's all set.
Definitely the smartest one on his block.
Well, I just give thanks for the fact that there's actually some electricity in his place, and there actually is a signal, so we can we can tap into the wisdom that he presents to us each day. Speaking of wisdom, the French satellite has picked up 122 objects that are possibly part of the missing airliner. The United States, China, Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand are participating in the search, but not today, because it's bad weather there again today. Two-thirds of the people on the plane were Chinese, and that's why these Chinese protests have been allowed. The Chinese are upset about the lack of the seemingly forthrightness. Is that the right word? I don't know how you translate that from Chinese into English, but the lack of forthrightness on the part of the Malaysian government and the Malaysian airline, and I say, what do you expect? Meanwhile, speaking of things that are in space, here's a new diagram, actually, that we might want to post, Kenny, of a new planet. The solar system got a lot bigger and more far-flung in the last 24 hours because the announcement was made that astronomers have discovered a probable dwarf planet that orbits the sun beyond Pluto.
Ooh, this one's called Donald.
I'm not sure whether we're going to do... Yeah, actually, I don't know if they've come up with a name for this. Wasn't there another object beyond Pluto that was discovered a few years ago? Don't I remember that?
Sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what we're doing is reshaping what we know about our solar system. Now, think about this for a second. What we have been told is we're nine planets, right? We grow up in school, and you're studying the sky and the and space, and what do we call it when we study this? We called it something.
Astronomy?
I don't know. It wasn't. It was in a science course, and I can't remember what the science course was called,
astronomy.
But it dealt with... No, it wasn't astronomy. But it dealt with what was in our solar system. And at the time, I remember being amused, as you were suggesting, of the name of the ninth planet, Pluto.
Oh, and I was always more amused by Uranus.
Really? Okay, well, listen. We all have different things that intrigue us, and I guess we can understand that.
You like how I said it?
Well, that's very nice.
I like to say it fancy.
Well,
like.
This, rather than people say Uranus. And that's
mine?
Yeah. Anybody's. So, as I understand it, this is, by the way, the astronomical work is being done at Gemini Observatory in Hawaii. They say that they're getting a taste of what's beyond what we used to consider the edge. Now, also in the last 10 years, it seems to me Pluto was sort of diminished in stature and not really considered to be a planet for a while, right?
Right.
Am I remember that correctly?
Yes.
So now it's back in, and then there was another planet discovered, and now there's yet another one.
So does that kind of screw up all those kits that you buy when you build the styrofoam solar system?
Yeah. What does that do to the science?
I mean, it seems like it wouldn't be accurate. You'd have to add on a couple jelly beans to make it fit in.
All right. So astronomers have come up with an idea to explain how the objects remain gravitationally bound to the sun when they are so far away. By the way, the official name of this planet is VP113.
That's boring.
It is. VP, somebody suggested that it be called the VP because of Biden, after Joe Biden.
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm not kidding.
Come on.
Joe Biden was involved in this somehow or other by making, didn't he mention, wasn't he the first one to mention the 10th planet? I think that was maybe, I don't know what Joe's doing there, but I know that that's what they said. That was the official announcement.
He says lots of things.
Yeah, he does. This is planet Biden.
Yeah, what does he say, actually?
He's out of space. He's out of here. At any rate, just the important part of the story is that there's another planet, and who knows what's beyond that. But what I find interesting is we've sent these satellites way out, the Hubble telescope, and all these satellites that have gone out for, you know, been out there for years and years and years and years, and they're who knows where. They send back this data, and they're way beyond our solar system. They're in another part deep into our galaxy. And, you know, again, when you think about the enormity that we seem to have been focused on an awful lot lately, because there's new information coming out of the Big Bang Theory has been revised, and how many years have we been, how many years has there been in the history of the universe? It started someplace, and where is it going? We used to start, I remember studying this when I was in school, no beginning and no end. It was the definition of infinity. Remember, did you learn that, Kenny, in school? The definition of infinity was basically the universe.
Yeah.
No beginning, no end, no start, no finish.
That's what they told me, too.
Yeah. All right. And now, apparently, these bums in the scientific community want to spoil what we've learned. Damn them.
Taking away our fun.
So what it really means is that people are not sleeping well at night, wondering if 13, 14 billion years ago the universe began. And maybe in another 13, 14 billion years, it's going to go away. What does that leave us? Right? Aren't you worried about that? I want to know what's going to happen in the next 14 billion years.
I'm pretty sure I won't be here. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say you might be with me somewhere.
Really? But we may have no place to go.
Maybe.
Because in 14 billion years, there won't be anything left of anything. According to these people. All right. Here's a tragedy. News-wise, very sad to hear that the people, this came from a congressional report revealing yesterday that the suspect in the Boston Marathon, the bombing there, his name was misspelled in a security database, and that's how
that's
he got
we
into the...
find him.
Right, yeah. So, is it... unusual for us
it's
to misspell
possible. I mean, there
names.
Were a lot of letters in that name.
T-S-A-R-N-A-E-V. First name, Tamarian.
Tamarlin.
Misspelled. Him, too.
See? Yeah. You can't even say it right. Think about how hard it is to write it down.
So what does Putin say about these guys?
He
Anybody
helped us. Else? Didn't he help us find
them?
Because he doesn't like the Chechnyans, and these guys were training with them.
Yeah. So how come all of a sudden he's
like
a bum?
Anybody.
Yeah, but he was a hero last year. How did he get to be a bum? Last year's hero this year's bum.
You know, when you start trying to reformulate the Soviet Union, that starts to tarnish your reputation a little bit, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, watch out, Poland. Holy
President Lord. Yesterday said that Russia's actions threatened to drag the world back toward the darker forces of the past. Noted that the ongoing tensions caused by Russia's interference do not amount to another Cold War, but he said conflicts ought not be taken lightly. Quote, I come here today to insist that we never take for granted the progress that's been won here in Europe and advanced around the world. The president was in Brussels for the last day of the G7. So is he going to meet the Pope someplace? Where are he and the Pope getting together?
The Vatican.
Oh, so he's flying to the Vatican to meet the Pope.
Yeah.
But the Pope doesn't...
Hey, come on over to my pad, Brock.
Yeah. So the Pope's happy to meet with Muslims and Christians and whomever, right? In the name of international, let's get along day. Why can't we all just get along?
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. But when I was studying catechism, I had a girlfriend who was Catholic.
Oh, God. So you
younger.
Studied catechism for
I
her?
I did.
All right. Let's hear it.
Well, no, I just...
You're talking to someone who's been through 12 years of Catholic education.
What you were told, no matter what I was told, is that there were no other religions. That the only true religion
was
the Catholic religion.
That's not what I was told.
Really? That's what the catechism book that I read said. This is the only true religion.
I mean, my book said if you want to be right, you're Catholic, but it definitely acknowledged...
Okay. Well, that's a big difference.
Definitely acknowledged other religions of the world.
Yeah, really? Did they mention it by name?
You know?
Like a Lutheran's okay?
I know
Mormons?
We studied the difference of different Christian religions in one of my classes because... You know, there's always that if you're Catholic, you're Christian, but if you're Christian, you're not Catholic. That
right.
equation.
Yeah. That's right. I remember that from the book, yeah. Catholics are Christians. Christians are not Catholics.
Correct.
And there are a lot of people who claim that they are Christians today that have nothing to do with what the Christian tradition was I grew up in. You had Presbyterians, had the Lutherans, had the Methodists, had the Congregationalists, had the ENRs. What am I leaving out? Oh, the Episcopalians, right? They were all part of what originally was the splinter group that were protesting what the Catholic Church was about, thus the name Protestant. You knew that, right?
Yes.
That's where the name Protestant came. They were all protesters.
Protesters.
Right. And now there are protesters who, there was one group, and then there was another group, and another group, and another group, because they're all interpreting the word of God differently. So there you have it, folks. The reason for all these religions. And they don't like the use of the term Allah. That's why there's another religion that just uses Allah. Got that?
Got it, I think.
And they're all going to the 11th planet from the sun. Have their own planet and their own religion. Suppose there are in other planets. There are 897,000 planets, according to science this year, that are like the Earth. You think they all have religions like we do here? Came up with all this stuff?
I hope not.
Me too.
What a mess.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Would you please give us a moment here to deal with the bags, the puffiness? This is the serious stuff. Now, we're talking about light and fluffy things. This is serious stuff. You got bags under your eyes? Oof, no. Puffiness under your eyes? No. And lines around you? Ah, good God, how do you stand yourself? Well, you're going to fix all that. You can combat wrinkles and facial lines without nasty Botox injections, surgery. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-543-9262. And you can say, Doug, what's that going to do for me? It's going to access GenuCell, which has been created out of science, stem cell therapy used to come up with a serum that treats the bags of puffiness. And when you wake up after the first treatment, the first night you put this stuff on, next morning you wake up, you will notice the difference. Absolutely notice the difference. In fact, if you don't, you get your money back right then and there. So you don't want to don't want your money back. You want the bags and the puffiness to go away, right? So call this number, 800-543-9262. Order GenuCell right now, and you get a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face if you mention my name, Doug Steffen. Call now, 800-543-9262. Great move on your part to fix the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, your whole face, in fact. 800-543-9262.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry. Everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/airhandler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Quality has been a hallmark of Aldi since opening in the U.S. nearly 40 years ago. I'm Risa Jill Miller, and smart shoppers have found that switching from national brands to Aldi exclusive brands can save them up to 50% on commonly purchased and high-quality grocery items. Now Aldi has received the national honor of being named the 2014 Retailer of the Year from private label store Brands Magazine. Aldi superfan Kaylee Arrett of Cha-Ching on a Shoestring has more.
Aldi is always looking for innovative ways to give more value to their shoppers. Through new products like the all-natural and organic Simply Nature line, expanded fresh offerings, and cost-saving efficiencies, Aldi is able to provide great quality at the lowest prices.
For more details on why Aldi was selected as Retailer of the Year, see the February issue of Private Label Store Brands magazine or visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com. Shake that booty. Hi, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. McFadden at the controls. Kessler at the buy and the ready for Facebook.com and Twitter. Those of you who want to communicate with us. And then there's Horn handy by. The folks at Nissan are recalling 1 million of their cars. There are SUVs involved in this recall, vans. The front passenger airbag may not inflate if you get into a crash. It's the second recall to fix the same problem for the company. It affects the Altima, the Leaf electric car, the Pathfinder, the Sentra models for this year and last year, as well as the taxis that are being used, the Infiniti JX35, let's see here, the Infiniti QX60, that's both last year and this year. All right, so if you got any of those cars, you better bring them back to the dealer, unless you are not planning to be involved in a crash. If you're not going to be involved in a crash, you probably don't need to get it fixed. But in the event that somebody runs into you, you may want to have this. Apparently, there's a software issue in the computer. Isn't it amazing what we learn about cars and how now the computer runs the car?
Some show this weekend where the premise of the show was the guy inflated the person's airbag through his computer through the Wi-Fi in the car.
That's great.
Crazy.
All right, that story, by the way, is at DougSteffen.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, Bebop Alula, translated into Tech Talk time here on the program with Shelley Palmer, our daily reporter. We have him, and then we have some other important news for those of you who are Medicare recipients. First, though, let's listen to Shelley brings us some good news for, especially if you're a Comcast customer. Jennifer, you're not a Comcast customer, are
you? Not yet, but I will be, because I'm Time Warner right now.
Really? And they're going to take them over. Okay, anyway. So if you have been wanting to see House of Cards, but you want to pay for Netflix, Shelley's going to tell you how you can. I'm actually intrigued by that show. I've never seen an episode. Anybody else seen House of Cards? Kenny,
not yet. Here it's great, though.
Not Richie?
Yet.
Nope. Have you ever? No.
Nope. So, but I do have Netflix, so I don't have any excuse.
All right, well, let's see how this all works out. Stand by for that report here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're a Comcast customer without a Netflix subscription who's dying to know what the big deal is about House of Cards, you're in luck. A recent deal between Comcast and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment has given Comcast the right to sell the Emmy Award-winning first season of House of Cards through its Xfinity store, which launched in November as a way to combat Netflix and Amazon Instant Video. The deal also added other Sony titles to the Xfinity store ahead of the traditional on-demand rental window. Movies like American Hustle and TV shows like Breaking Bad are also available for purchase directly through any Comcast cable box or Xfinity.com store. Any content bought through the Xfinity store can be watched on your TV, computer, or mobile device. The deal gives Comcast customers a new way to watch House of Cards, but you have to wonder, with the first season available on DVD since June and the inexpensive cost of Netflix, who's this deal really for? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Turning 65 is traditionally associated with the state of retirement. People get themselves into a thought pattern. You were taught when you were younger, okay, we start retirement at the age of 65. Also, Medicare is supposed to start at 65, but a lot of baby boomers are delaying retirement and continuing to work. This decision to continue collecting a paycheck can have long-term consequences when it comes to Medicare costs. Here's Chanel Carraway with some more information for you to consider.
If you are one of the 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day and you choose to work past the traditional retirement age, it is important to understand how this decision might affect your Medicare coverage. Here are three tips from United Healthcare. First, pay attention to your initial enrollment period, which begins 3 months before your 65th birthday month and ends 3 months after. Your choices during this 7-month period could impact your Medicare coverage and costs both now and in the future. Penalties and coverage gaps are possible depending on when you enroll in Medicare, which leads to tip number two. Be proactive in notifying Medicare if you plan to delay enrollment. And finally, tip three. Take advantage of resources to help you make a confident decision. Visit Medicare.gov or UHCMedicareHelp.com to learn more. That's Newsbreak from United Healthcare.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive Wisconsin.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
I want to make something happen. I want to stop paying Time Warner $228 a month for service that really isn't that good.
Ouch.
In Los Angeles. How do we do that? Jennifer, are we going to team up?
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.